Praise the Lord, good morning everybody. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 16. Hallelujah. Today is a great day, the day that the Lord has been risen from the dead. Hallelujah. We celebrate His victory over death and sin, over the world, over Satan, over sicknesses. And we rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalm of David, Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, God. We give you praise and we adore you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you give us, provide us for us. Thank you for your help and support and mercy, for leading us into victory, for helping us to go on and save you. Thank you, Lord, for your death on the cross for our sins, to give us eternal life and to give us hope to go on and save and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for all the work of your hands. Thank you for the great salvation. Thank you for your people everywhere who delight in you, who delight in your work, who delight in your word, who delight in your will. We thank you, God, for all the workers of yours, O God. We thank you for your church. Thank you for all the workers and the members, the families, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers that you have raised up in your church. And we give you thanks and we adore you, O God. And we ask, Lord, to bless this day, bless our worship, our celebration, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, throughout your church, throughout the congregations, O God, that you planted here in UAE, in Oman, in Iraq, in Kuwait, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, in Pakistan, Malawi, Armenia, America, Lord, and other places, Sri Lanka, O God, we thank you, God, and we bless you, O Lord. We magnify your name, O God, and we pray that your power and your peace and the work of the Holy Ghost will be manifested in our lives, and you will be the one to change us, you will be the one to transform us, you will be the one to help us to go on and serve you wholeheartedly, to do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. O God, empower us, empower all of us, the workers, the families, the parents, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, O Lord, the elders, the council member with the Holy Ghost, to go on reaching in new people with the gospel, evangelizing, O God, reaching the lost, telling them about you, Lord. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be magnified and glorified, O God. We thank you, we bless you, we adore you, we worship you, Lord. We pray for the refilling of the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need, O Lord. Gift of faith, gift of evangelism, doing miracles, O God, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, Lord, whatever gifts we need, discernment, distinguishing between different spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, Lord, you will help us. You will guide us. You will give us victory, whatever talents we need, O God, to do the work of yours. Empower your church. Let, O God, the vision of the church fulfill multiplication in peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Draw us to people who are longing for you. Draw us, Lord, and bring us to evangelize to people who are waiting for your grace, O God. We pray, lead us and send us to those who have not yet asked of you, O God. We are willing, O Lord, to go and preach your word. We pray, God, for us workers, evangelists, to us laborers who are willing to do the work of yours, O God. O Lord, those who are seeking you, Lord, I pray you bring them to be with us to serve you, O Lord, with us in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray. You lead us into victory. You lead us in the way that you want us to go on and serve you, O God. We pray. You anoint the worship today, O God. Anoint the message, anoint the giving, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers. Anoint all the items of our worship. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all of us stand and let us worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We are here to worship and to adore and to magnify the risen Lord, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Light of the World.
Yeah.
Given. We thank Lord for the eternal life. We thank that our names are written in heaven. We magnify Lord. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands. Continue to praise the Lord. and worship Him and serve Him.
Yes, O Lord, truly have in our hearts
We rejoice, we are glad in your presence in our life. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your mercy that you came to save sinners. And we have in you a new life. Thank you, Lord. We totally surrender to you, O God, today. Our lives, all in your hand. Whatever the plan you have for us, we trust you, Lord, that you will enable us to come through, O God, that you will work with us and we will work with you, O God. We commit ourselves, more fruit of the Holy Spirit, people will seek Christ in us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Standing on our ears.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for touching our lives. Thank you for the inspiration we receive while we are in your presence, as we were in the most holy place, and we are now sitting in your presence, O God. Guide us and speak to us more. Commission us to go on and save and preach your word. Preach the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Empower us, empower your church, all the workers, with the Holy Ghost. Not only a celebration, but a proclamation to your work, to your power. I pray, reveal yourself today to people. Give visions and dreams that people know you, change their life in their ways. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. We continue our worship today by giving what is due to God. Let's now collect our tithes and our offering and our first fruit and bring them to the storehouse of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory that we have in you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, your help, and your support, and your strength. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. O Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters who commit their lives to bring to you what you give for you from tithes and offering and blessed food. Look up from heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing on them they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer and let all nations know that they are blessed by you. And Lord, multiply this amount of money, use it for your glory. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be magnified. This all we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Christ's resurrection is true. Indeed, Christ risen from the dead. Hallelujah. The Bible, the scripture teach us that liars are those who say he is not risen. He did not die. They are liars. Apostle Paul, he sent the letter to the church that he planted in Corinth. And he told them about Christ's resurrection. And he combat those who have no faith and no belief that he rose from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll read it from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Now in verse 8. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted him the Church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Hallelujah. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, if were I or they, so we preach and so ye believe. Thank you, God, for your word to us. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for the encouraging message that you give us to go on and save you, to go to the world that's in darkness, to preach your word, O God, and with my lips, and put verses and a statement to help and to encourage your people to go on and save you. We thank you, Lord, whatever the purpose of this message, let be accomplished, and receive the glory and honor, and let be fruit 30 and 60 and 100 according to your will. Let your name be lifted up and magnified. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. He sent this letter to the Corinthian church to encourage them and also to encourage us. And he is reminding them first, in verse 1, he's reminding them with the gospel they have received. I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, the gospel that Christ died for our sin. And he told them that you have received and wherein you stand. You know, he reminded them about what they believe and what they stand on it. And he encouraged them to continue on that. You know, the gospel of Jesus, we can read about it in the book of Romans. Chapter 5, verse 8, it says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? You know, and that's the message. There's no other way to reach heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and verse 2, there's something here reminding them. In verse 2, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believe in vain. He said that in that gospel will bring you salvation if you keep in memory, if you keep the word that you received that had been preached to you. Christ is also the word of God. And when we keep the word of God, we are saved. But if we don't keep the word of God, we are unsaved. So here, Apostle Paul reminding them that they need to hold on the word of God, they need to live the word of God, and they need to follow the word of God that had been preached to them. Otherwise, their salvation is in vain. Amen. So here we are required to follow and to abide with the word of God. In verse 3, he told them, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Apostle Paul here, he is thinking, I am delivering to you first what I received. Apostle Paul was a faithful worker. What he received from God, he delivered to the people. We need to be faithful to God, that whatever we receive from the Lord, teaching, word of God, we need to give it to the people. That is how to be faithful. That's why we have Christ risen. We need to give His word. We have to behave like Paul, what he did. We need to preach the word of God. Amen? We need to persevere. That's how we say that we don't believe in vain. Otherwise, what we believe, if we don't follow the word of God, if we don't live it, if we don't apply it in our life, then our faith is in vain. We need to apply the scriptures. We need to follow the scriptures in our lives, apply it in our lives. Why Paul wrote this message why he wrote this passage to the Corinthian church? You know, if you read verse 12 to verse 19, we discover what was the problem in that church. That church, you know what's their problem? Their problem, that's not the only problem. One of these problems is that they don't believe about the resurrection of the dead. Oh. And he was addressing to them, Apostle Paul was telling to them, speaking to them about the truth of the resurrection from the dead and about the truth of the resurrection of Christ. So that those who were in that church in such dilemma to be understood, to understand that there is resurrection, there is salvation, and there is life after death, you know. Let's read verse 12, verse 12 to verse 19. Verse 12 to verse 19 from the same chapter. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 and 19. Now, he said, now if Christ he be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Oh, see, that's the dilemma now. And the message today is, there is resurrection from the dead because Christ risen from the dead. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Now here he is telling them, I mean, if you don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, then Christ was not risen also. And if Christ is not raised, your faith is in vain, and ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. And verse 20, he declared to them, but now Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. He declared to them, Christ risen from the dead. And he called him here, he called Christ the first fruits. You know why he called him? Why he called him here the first fruits, because Christ, listen to this, Christ is the first one is risen from the dead. And not only this, he is the first one who risen from the dead and he did not die again, because there are other people rose from the dead and they die again. But he did not die again. He rose from the dead, he ascended to heaven, and he is at the right hand of God the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. That's why we call him the first fruits from the dead. So here, Apostle Paul was struggling with that church to declare to them the proof of Christ's resurrection. That's why when he start the passage, and let's go back to the verse 3, and he told them, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Paul here put down to them the evidences of Christ's resurrections. He put it down to the church. And that is to encourage us to preach the gospel, to have hope, to go to those who have no hope and tell them the truth, there is life after death. You know, according to the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament are full of scriptures speak about the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. The verse in verse 4, he says, and he that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The scriptures speak about his suffering, his death, his burial and his resurrection. Let's go now through the scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. So, you know, the Bible are full of scriptures, countless number of scriptures, New Testament, Old Testament, speak about Christ's death, Christ's resurrection, Christ's suffering, and how the liars say there is no, he is not risen, or he did not die They are liars. The Bible is the only book that comes from God. Isaiah 53 speaks about his suffering, his death, and his burial in the grave. Isaiah 53, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with the grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteem him not. Verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He suffered, he wounded for our sins. He was a bruise for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. Let's speak about his death. He died. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Let's speak about his death. In verse 9, and he made his grave. He speaks here about his burial. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. In verse 10, speak that, yet, if it please the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul in an offering for sin, he became a sin offering. Christ became our sin offering for us to save us from our sins. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Here very clear, Christ suffering death and burial in a grave. Psalm 22, and let us read verse 11 to verse 18. And speak about his suffering. Psalm 22, verse 11 to verse 18. Be not far from me, for a trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many boars have compassed me, strong boars of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths, as a ravening, as a roaring lion. Verse 14, I am poured out like a water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, It is melted in the maze of my bowels. Speak about his suffering, the type of death he died. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierce my hands and my feet. Speak about how he was, his hand was and feet was pierced by nail to hang him on the cross, and that what really happened to Christ. And verse 17, I may tell all my bones, they took and shared upon me, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. And that is true. When Christ crucified, they divided his clothes and they cast lots about for his vesture. Let's go to Psalm 16. Psalm 16 and verse 10. Speak about the resurrection of Christ. Psalm 16, verse 10. Psalm 16 are given by King David. King David is a king and he's a prophet. And he says in verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. The Holy One is the Christ Jesus, the Messiah. To see corruption, that after his death, his body will not decay or corrupt it, as usually when a people die, their body corrupt and decay. But that is here, to speak that his body will resurrect from the dead, and he will not be corrupted. And that is what Apostle Peter, in the day of Pentecost, he preached to the Jews who were there, and he caught what King David spoke in Psalm 16. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, and Peter empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he preached to them, Acts chapter 2 and verse 25 to verse 32. Acts chapter 2, verse 25 to 32. He quoted Psalm 16 of David that we have read today in the beginning. Acts 2. For David, verse 25. Acts 2. For David, speaketh concerning him, concerning Christ. I pursue the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. That's Psalm 16. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he seeing this, before he spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raise up whereof we are all witnesses. He spoke here about how God fulfilled what he promised in Psalm 16, and Christ risen by the Lord, and his body was not corrupted. And that's what Paul said. He was buried on the third day, was risen from the dead. Also Apostle Peter, he told them in verse 24, in verse 23 from same chapter, he faced them that they put him to death, and God raised him up, him being delivered by the determination, by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Ye have taken and by wicked men have crucified and slain, whom God, see, he told them, you kill him. They did not say no. They did not say no. They accepted. Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held, that he should be beholden of it. He speak about Christ was resurrected as God promised, and those who listen, no one argue with him, because he truly risen from the dead. The scriptures speak about his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. How about Christ? Christ himself spoke about his suffering and his death. We can read that in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21. Matthew 16 and verse 21. These all scriptures you can share with the people around you. Countless number of scriptures. Liars are those who say he did not die. All the scriptures spoke about his death. Matthew 16 and verse 21. Evidence of Christ's resurrection. Christ's resurrection is indeed risen. Matthew 16 verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. That is Christ himself spoke about that. And also Matthew 20 verse 17 onward. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to the Romans, to mock and to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Amen. That is all Christ himself is telling. And that's what has really happened. And also Mark chapter 10. Christ himself said that I will die and I will rise again. Mark 10, verse 32 and verse 33. I believe God wanted to share these scriptures with people around you. We need to go. Hallelujah. We need to evangelize. Christ risen indeed, church. We have to speak the word of God. Mark chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them. And they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again that word and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. You see here, and all these evidences that Christ have said that according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures, Jesus, all what he has spoken, took place. Luke chapter 18. scriptural evidence that Christ's death and resurrection, even Christ himself spoke about what will happen to him. Luke chapter 18 and verse 31, 32 and 33. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto him, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on, and they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. These are all scriptural evidence that what Christ has said, according to the scripture, it had to take place. Let's go back to our scriptures. Main scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And Paul was addressing this church, addressing this problem. They don't believe about resurrection from the dead. And he told them. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 5. Christ, after his resurrection, appeared to people. In verse 5 he says, and that he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12. He told them after he was resurrected, Christ was seen by Cephas, that is Peter. And he was seen by the 12 disciples. And that's why in the day of Pentecost, day of Pentecost is 50 days after Christ's resurrection. 50 days after Christ's death. And he was resurrected and he had already appeared to Simon, had appeared also to the rest of the disciples. And that's when day of Pentecost, they have seen the Lord. They were empowered with the Holy Spirit and they have the courage because they have seen the Lord. And they testify, and even Peter, as we have read in Acts chapter 2, verse 32, when he told them that whom you have put to death, God raised him from the dead. I will read this verse, Acts 2:32, when he told them, this Jesus has God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. He said, we have seen him raised from the dead. We have seen him raised from the dead. You know, they did not argue with him. They did not tell him no. Because the grave where he was buried, the place where he was buried, Christ, everyone in Jerusalem, he knew the place. And they knew that his grave was empty. He was risen. Amen? And Paul thinks of the church. Thinks of the church. He appeared to Simon, Cephas, and to the twelve disciples. And verse 6, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, and see what he told them, of whom the greater part remain to this present, but some are fallen asleep. He told them, after that he appeared to more than 500 people, you know, above, you know, and he told them, some of them after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained to this present. He told them they are alive. What he want to say, if you don't believe, you go and ask them. They were alive and they met the Lord after he resurrected from the dead. More than 500 brethren, some of them died, but the rest are alive, and you go and ask. And more than this in verse 7, after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. He said the rest of the apostles, whom Christ appeared to them and commissioned them to go. You know, apostles are sent by God. When Christ appeared to them, he commissioned them to go. And they went on to preach the gospel because that's the good news. There is resurrection from the dead, and you can get it when you receive Christ. As Christ risen from the dead, we also will arise again when He will come. If we are dead and if we are alive, our bodies will be changed to glorified bodies and be with Him and meet the Lord. In verse 8, you see all this evidence of Christ's resurrection. Paul is telling them, you believe in the resurrection of the dead because Christ risen from the dead. And verse 8, and last of all, He was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. He told them, now Paul starts to speak to them, why he came to Corinth, why he preached the gospel in Corinth, why he planted the church, why he preached in different area, because Christ appeared to him and changed his life. He was the church of God persecutor, but then he started to build God's church. He told them, Christ is risen indeed because He changed my life. And listen, my brothers and sisters, and the Lord, He appeared to me. And that's why today I stand today here and I preach the gospel. Because the risen Lord has changed my life. And that's why I preach the gospel. Romans chapter 8, the promise of God for us. As we go on and save Him. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. I invite you today, if you have not received Christ, receive Him today. Let Him be your Lord. And you will have eternal life. No more fear of death. Because as Christ raised Jesus from death, He will raise our mortal bodies as He promised in Romans chapter 8 verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead, it dwell in us, in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. God call us today to serve, to go and preach the gospel, to be encouraged today. Church, be encouraged. Workers, pastors, evangelists, teachers of the church, be encouraged today to go on and preach the gospel. Bless all things. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, reveal yourself, O God. O God, reveal yourself by visions and dreams and do miracles. By the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your death on the cross, your suffering for us. Thank you, Lord, that you raised from the dead to give us hope and a future. We thank you for the eternal life. We thank you for the new life that we have in you. Let us come and worship the Lord. Let us continue to serve Him wholeheartedly, doing the work of Him, reaching the lost. By His wound, we are healed. And we are well, and we'll go preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. for the healing, the grace, the victory that we have in you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, take your word and spread it. Let we have fruit. Oh God, let your will be prevail. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let him be with us. Keep us from harm so that not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. He is exalted. He is at the right hand of God.